Eli, you guys have had a couple of times over the years where things weren't quite going your way, and you guys didn't quit and you turned things around. It's happening again this year, and then the Packers are having that same issue. I'm just wondering, what has to happen in the locker room? What has to happen from a leadership perspective to make sure that things don't go south? What kind of things do you have to make sure you do to get things turned around?
Well, I think you just got to make sure there's no quit, and you keep working hard, and you keep your preparation is still good, and there's great commitment from your team. And I think you understand at this level sometimes you can do everything right all week, and then the game comes and a bad play happens, or you get beat, and if it doesn't change your preparation next week, if you keep doing the things correctly, you keep have great preparation, a great attitude, and do everything right during the week for preparing for the games, and eventually things will get better, and you'll start winning games, and get rewarded for your hard work.
So does that start with the head coach? Does it start with the leaders in the locker room, or is it the GM picking players who are good character? Where does all that come from?
Well, I think it's obviously a lot of things. I think obviously the coaches, staying confident in their players, and obviously if there's things that we need to change to give us a better chance to be successful, then understanding that is based on different players that you have in week to week. I think it's also the players, being strong enough, not turning against anyone, not turning against the coaches, not turning against any other players, or start looking to blame someone else when things are going bad. So I think it's a combination of both sides, handling it as well as possible. There's always going to be tough times, when you lose a few in a row, but both sides handling it well and coming around together.
Does it help that the coach has some jewelry?
Say again?
Does it help that the coach has won a couple Super Bowls?
Well, I think it helps that, I think between a lot of the coaches here, a number of the players, we know we've gone through rough stretches before, and we've come out on top. We've gotten out of them and started playing our best football, and so we kind of know, hey, let's just keep fighting, we can turn this thing around, so I think that's the mindset everybody had. We knew we were very close, and just had to do a few things to get back to to winning some games, and did some really good things during that run, and just had to do some other things better. And I think we made some changes, made some corrections, and found a way to win some games.
Are you getting a sense that there's a feeling on the team that you guys are going to do it again?
I think we've done a great job of just keeping it, kind of keeping our focus one game at a time, and say, hey, 3 weeks ago, say, hey, let's get a win. Let's make sure, let's get a win. Let's get that feeling back in the locker room. Let's give us something to celebrate. I think that was kind of the start, and just take it one game at a time, and try to get back into the race. And so we're kind of slowly working our way in, and obviously we can only control what we can do. We can only control our games, and we got to try to win and keep winning, and see kind of what the scenario becomes within the division and within the NFC East, and hopefully have a chance to win our division.
I know if you had a good answer for this, you'd have fixed it already, but how come you haven't played like yourself this year?
Well, I think we've been close on a number of times. I think it's just had some bad circumstances, I'm gonna keep working and try to make smart decisions and make good plays, and so I gotta play better at times, as an offense, I think we gotta raise our level of play as a group, and I think there are some chances to make plays and to do good things. We just gotta put it all together.
Do you feel as familiar with the Packers and what they do defensively as maybe any division team, considering how often you played them?
Yeah, I feel like we've played them a bunch, and I think we have a great respect for their defense. They do a lot of different looks, and they can change kind of from week to week and bring pressures and different blitzes, and you know, a lot of guys on the team have sacks, and so you know, it'll be, you know, each time we've played them, they've had a different plan and have done different things. So we got to you know, have a number of games to look back on, the things that they could, you know, they've done to us in the past that they could do. So you have a lot of film, and obviously there's always something new they can bring up. So you know, I think you know, but obviously I think we, you know that they have good players, we got to have a great game plan for them.
What have you seen the last couple of weeks from the Packers defense? Considering they gave up a bunch of yards to Josh McCown and Nick Foles.
Well, you know, it's just you know, it seems like teams you know, have protected pretty well in the pass game, protected the quarterbacks and quarterbacks that, you know, got the ball down the field on some big plays. And so you know, obviously that's always a goal. It starts up front. If you can get the quarterback and have enough time for some you know, longer developing plays to happen, then you know maybe have some chance to be successful. So hopefully, you know, but again, you know, that's kind of, they still do a good job getting to the quarterbacks and making some big plays.
Eli, Matthews didn't really look like himself with that club on last week, but do you guys have to prepare for him the same way, the way maybe your opponents prepare for JPP? I mean, do you have to still expect him to be able to tilt the field even though he's playing with one arm?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you gotta know where he is and pay attention to him, because he is you know, he still, you know, can get that great jump off the ball and you know, get to the quarterback. And so, you know, we gotta you know, have a plan for him and make sure, you know, guys are accounted for him, and that he doesn't, you know, come in and make some game changing plays.